Let me ask you there for a minute. Didn't the university, wasn't it incumbent on the university investigator to follow up on any misconduct they became aware of, regardless of whether Doe brought it to their attention?
Well, Your Honor, it very well may have been, but in this instance, as you can see from the investigative report, which is incorporated into the amended complaint, everything that Doe told the investigator was that this was consensual. Everything we did was consensual. Those are his words. And everything he describes in the amended complaint is that his interaction with Roe, too, I believe, was consensual. So the investigator had no reason to look further or to make any further, to initiate any kind of proceeding against that complaint, because everything she had in front of her from Doe himself was that the interaction was completely consensual. That was his view.
But I think that isn't the wrinkle that the complaint says they were similarly intoxicated. And if they were, then he couldn't give consent any more than she could.